The authors contend that Jefferson Davis and his Southern colleagues acted in accordance with the rights of Americans as they sought to establish a government by the consent of the governed in 1861. Moreover, Davis's life as a planter, slaveholder, soldier, and national politician displays his truly patriotic nature. His progressive views of slavery and how it should be abolished are also noted in this work. Was Jefferson Davis right in defending Jefferson Davis, President of the Confederate States of America? Ron and I are also defending the people of the South and the cause of American liberty.